So I'm here with Roddy Martin, who's the Vice President over at CCI in the US. Roddy's been with us for the last 4 days at the ESC conference, and like John Gattorna, he's been another big supporter of ours. Roddy, can you sort of, tell the people out there who couldn't be at the conference, what were some of the key learnings from the conference?
First of all, it was a great conference because there were good representation from leading supply chain companies, which I think is always important at this event. Second of all, the right levels of people attend. So, I mean, it's very easy to go to these conferences and get a lot of tactical input. So I think as a result of that, the learnings were that there are clearly the leading companies are evolving in their supply chain strategies. I think there's a much better understanding and appreciation of what end-to-end demand-driven really means. And I think the one learning that really jumped out at me is, you know, the companies like Microsoft and Dell who presented their frameworks of their supply chain strategies and showed that there's very insightful thinking going on. I was particularly impressed with Nike's management system around driving the supply chain strategy, because the reality is supply chain strategy is very complex, and it does involve the end-to-end business. It's no longer just the logistics functions of a business. So what I saw in Nike was a clear understanding that connecting all of these dots is complicated. It needs to be led by the senior level. It's extremely complex. It involves performance improvement of capabilities. It involves the organization. So I would have to say that the Nike framework that was presented probably stepped out to me as a really leading indicator of where supply chain strategy is going.
Fantastic, fantastic. And do you sort of see any major trends on the horizon for some of these supply chain industry practitioners?
Yes, I do. I think that there's a realization that the breadth of skills needed to lead the new supply chain strategy that is end-to-end, it is outside-in, demand-driven. The breadth of skills required is a lot broader than where traditionally supply chain has come from. So I think the trend in the future is going to be exposing young leaders in the organization to these to the end-to-end business. I think looking for frameworks and management systems like P&G's, IWS Integrated Work Systems, Cisco's High Performance Work Systems, DuPont Production Systems, the Nike Production System, these systems that really connect the dots between supply chain strategy, supply chain execution, organization design and performance improvement, I think is a very important trend in supply chain.
Fantastic. Thanks, Roddy. And thanks again for all your support. We really appreciate
it. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks.